Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at what's happening in the Eastern Sierras. Inyo County launches Operation Greenlight. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors announced today that the county buildings would be illuminated green from November 7th through the 13th as part of Operation Greenlight, a new national collaborative initiative of the National Association of Counties to support military veterans, as well as raise awareness about the unique challenges faced by many veterans and the resources that are available at the county, state, and federal level to assist veterans and their families. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents and businesses are encouraged to participate by simply changing one light bulb in their house to a green bulb. This can be an exterior light that neighbors and passersby can see, or an interior light that sparks a conversation with friends. By shining a green light, the community can let veterans know that they are seen, appreciated, and supported. While this event is focused around the week of Veterans Day, November 7th through the 13th, participants are encouraged to continue shining the light year-round. Residents can share their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. Northern Inyo Healthcare District Healthy Lifestyle Talk, Going Beyond Pink. The Northern Inyo Healthcare District is continuing the effort in supporting October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you haven't noticed, Highway 395 from Lone Pine to Colville has been decorated in pink ribbons as a reminder to all to schedule your mammograms or just a reminder to take care of yourself. Please spread the word about the Healthy Lifestyle event showcasing the breast health team at Northern Inyo Healthcare District. It's your chance to get the answers from our team of experts.
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
Opportunity for public input on forest health projects. Bishop, California, the Inyo National Forest invites public input on the proposed actions for Eastern Sierra Climate Community's Resilience Project, a partner-driven project aimed to reduce the potential of catastrophic wildfire and improve forest health and resilience. The project includes the removal of vegetation over roughly 56,000 acres to reduce density and bring the landscape closer to its natural condition around the town of Mammoth Lakes and towards desired conditions identified in the Inyo National Forest Land Management Plan. The proposed need and proposed actions is available now for review and comment regarding the scope of analysis, issues, opportunities, concerns, and suggestions. Go to EasternSierraNow.com for the link. And as we reach November and elections are coming up, Mammoth Voices, a forum for civic discourse in education and leadership, would like to remind you that if you go onto their site or the Eastern Sierra Now app or the Eastern Sierra Now website, you can click the link and go to any of the discussions they've had with the candidates. They also have on November 3rd a discussion on the open ballot measures. Thank you for joining me. This is Dan Jackson, and as always, I'll see you tomorrow.